بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم إحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we can't thank Allah Ta'ala enough for the abundant blessings Alhamdulillah Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. And mashallah, may Allah accept all of our du'as. Again, Alhamdulillah, our series in this year is the du'as of the Qur'an, because these du'as are the most effective for a person to get ijabah, to get response from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so we make du'a that Allah Ta'ala accept all of our du'as. And so today, inshallah Ta'ala, we'll actually speak about, also I apologize, mashallah, I sent out the PDF for the du'as that we had, the list. I actually had it printed out too. I left it right on the printer, subhanAllah. I felt so sad. It's okay. And there's no shaitan to blame, so. today, inshallah, we're going to speak about such a powerful dua because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about this dua in particular that this is Ismullah al-Azam. It is the dua by which, by making this dua, by the means of this dua, إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. When you ask by this dua, all your other duas will be accepted. Right? This is the dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. People may not know this. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Very important, very powerful dua. The dua of Yunus alayhi salam. It itself is a dua for maghfirah and forgiveness. We're going to get into that. But Rasulullah said the dua was so maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made it a means that anyone who asks by this dua now, any other duas they ask along with it will be accepted. Okay? This is why, because of the reason of the sincerity and the impact of Yunus alayhi salam, what he did. So he went, as everyone may famously know, he went to the area of Nineveh. This was his area which he had to give da'wah to, modern day Iraq. He goes there and he gives da'wah ila Allah. And he tries to give da'wah as much as he can. And while he's giving da'wah and da'wah, he's seeing the people not really being compelled or interested in Islam that he's giving. And so he would go and give the da'wah. And then in his mind, he felt that he gave enough da'wah. He explained it to them enough about Islam. And now these people are not listening. So now the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will come. Okay, so this was a type of misjudgment which he made, which is that he thought that I gave the da'wah, so therefore after I give the message, then the punishment of Allah will be coming down, right? He didn't know that he had to wait for Allah to give him clear sign. Allah to send wahi, direct revelation to him. And after the revelation comes, then the Nabi can say, okay, I'm done, and now he could leave, right? Yunus alayhi salam, he saw the way the people were reacting. He said, bas, that's it, they're going to be finished now. So then he started to pack his bags and to leave, right? That's what happened, right? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he covers it in a very beautiful way. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذَا هَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. When Zannun, this is the name, Zannun means the one of the whale. Noon in Arabic. Noon in Arabic is actually the word that they use for hoot, for whale. Okay, and so you find also very interesting, someone noticed, you know, Surah Qalam, right? It starts with the noon. And also talks about Yunus alayhi salam in there too, right? The word noon again meaning whale, but the letter itself is noon, right? And they say if you look at the noon, it looks like a mouth, and someone, the dot, it looks like a person getting eaten by the mouth. I don't know, I haven't had a lot of sleep today, so I apologize. And just so having said that, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he left mughadiban. Allah Ta'ala says he was very upset. And so the mufassirin, they discuss who was he upset at. And so the ulama write beautiful things. Dhahhak said that Yunus alayhi salam was upset at his community. He was so angry at them. And it's not befitting of a Nabi to be upset at the community. This is a very important point for da'wah and for ourselves. That listen, you have to understand how kind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. I cannot stress this enough, how rahmatul lil alamin was rahmatul alamin. How kind was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find nice people in our life. And I tell you, they're not even a fraction of the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was such an amazing person, Rasulullah. When someone came inside the Masjid of Allah Ta'ala, the Masjid of Allah, not just a regular Masjid, but Masjid Nabawi, the second greatest Masjid in the entire dunya. And he came in there and used it as a bathroom. This is the situation we're talking about. Rasulullah said, when someone. We should keep the mics muted, please. Jazakumullah. It's the noon, right? Allahu Akbar Kabira. The man, subhanAllah, after he did that, sahaba ready to finish this person. Rasulullah said, no, let the person finish first, and then we'll call him over and explain it. And this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? His kindness was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Imagine a little child coming to the masjid, Hassan Hussein, and just climbing on the back of Rasulullah. And the whole time, Rasulullah, because of the kindness and love he had for his grandson, he's not moving. He's waiting for him to finish playing first. The one narration mentioned Hassan Hussein started wrestling on the back of Rasulullah. And because of that, Rasulullah would just stay there the whole time. You know, mashallah, there was a woman who was, she brought her baby into the masjid and he started crying. I mention these things because I'm reminding myself sometimes the noise level in masjid do get loud. Okay. And so there was a woman in the masjid, she brought in her child, it started crying. Rasulullah had a feeling to lengthen the prayer. He shortened the prayer because of concern for the woman. Could you imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his love for salah? But he said, no, subhanAllah, ummati is feeling pain, so I have to reduce my prayer now. Allahu Akbar. This is Nabi Alayhi Wasallam. The level and tenderness of the Anbiya is unbelievable. So when Yunus Alayhi Wasallam left upset at his community, this was not acceptable in the divine realm. It's not acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, he mughadiban, it could be that he was angry at his community. Another thing a da'i does, he either gets angry at the community or he gets angry at himself. You know, because in Arabic, anger and sadness are very close. So sometimes what happens when you're giving da'wah and speaking to people for so long, you start to get upset. Maybe I'm not good enough to give the message. So Yunus alayhi salam, he used to feel that regret too, that maybe the message I conveyed wasn't good enough. So he left out of sadness, out of regret, out of that feeling. This happened to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very famously, right? When Mecca wasn't accepting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where did he go? He went to Taif, as you all know. He went over there, tried to give them the message. Allah Ta'ala gives him this beautiful story to bring him back to Mecca, saying, "Oh, Nabi of Allah, continue giving da'wah to Mecca. Don't worry about Taif right now." It's a beautiful story. We'll maybe talk about it near the end, inshallah. Having said that, Yunus alayhi salam, he was upset. He left. SubhanAllah, he gets onto a boat. He tries to go to a different land now to give another da'wah. No message is coming from Allah Ta'ala. Little did he know, وَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. He thought that أَن لَّن نُضَيِّقَ عَلَيْهِ. He thought that we're not going to, Allah Ta'ala saying, Yunus alayhi salam didn't think that we would actually, you know, we would capture him and we would restrict him and we would hold him a little bit for what he did. Okay? This is what happens when people, subhanAllah, remind yourself that listen, if you commit something wrong, expect something wrong to happen. This is some people, subhanAllah, they're so innocent. May Allah forgive. MashaAllah, people here as well, like Jannatis. We do something wrong, expect Allah Ta'ala to take something from you because you did something wrong. Okay? If you didn't make tawbah for it, then see that the calamity will come in and say, Ya Allah, this is because of this, right? The Salaf, the people of the past were amazing people. They used to say that Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, he said when something happened in his life, he said this was because of something I did 20 years ago. Meaning that he didn't do so many mistakes in his life. And one thing that he did 20 years ago, he's like, this was the one. That this is because of this, I'm suffering now 20 years later. SubhanAllah. We do so many mistakes, we can't even count which one it is. Allahu Akbar, right? We only count the good deeds, we don't count the bad deeds. SubhanAllah. How many? May Allah forgive. Remember this. Make tawbah. This is the whole point. That don't think you're going to get away without getting anything of your dunya taken. وَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. Yunus alayhi salam, when this happened to him, he was in the boat. The boat was the weight was too much. And so then they started to think, let's just toss off over some stuff. So they started to toss off some of the belongings and things that I did. The boat is not, it's still going down. And they're wondering and they're worried, why is this happening? So they said, maybe we have to throw someone off. So what's the best way to decide who do you throw off? Let's just draw straws. Why not? Right? And so then everyone had a straw, basically, more or less to the effect. And now every time they picked, right? Allah Ta'ala says every time it hit the mark. It was Yunus alayhi salam every time. And they kept trying because they saw him as a wali, as the Nabi of Allah. Why would you throw the Nabi off the boat? He's literally the reason why you're going to be saved. Right? SubhanAllah. They didn't want to do it. So now Yunus alayhi salam, he understood at this moment. He realized at this moment that something I did was a mistake. And so then he got off. He himself got ready. He got off to the edge of the boat. He was ready like this. And then immediately the whale comes and jumps and swallows him directly. Okay? Allah Ta'ala gave hukum to the whale and said, do not touch a single morsel on his body. Do not break a single bone. Allah Ta'ala gave hukum to the whale. So the whale swallowed him whole. And so then the whale took him and took him all the way to the bottom. And he all the way to the bottom of where? To the bottom of the ocean that he was in. And he was there for some time. Ulama described different amounts of time. Some people say 3 days, some people say 40 days. He was in there for such a long time, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. And he was wondering what to do. His body is not, you know, he's getting malnourished, but he's still alive. You know, this is kind of strange. You should be dying by this time. But subhanAllah, he's there. And so Imam Ibn Kathir, he brings a narration where he shows Yunus alayhi salam actually starts to stumble inside the belly of the whale. He stumbles over and he falls into a place which is a makanu sajda. He actually falls into sajda there. Okay, and then at that moment, he starts to hear the tasbih. He hears Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah azim, Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah azim, and he's wondering where is this coming from. So he said, "Ya Rabbi, ayna hadha al-tasbih? Where is the tasbih coming from?" And Allah Ta'ala said, "Dawabul bahr, all the animals of the ocean are making the tasbih, O Yunus." Okay, he goes onto the bottom of the ocean. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah is bringing all these narrations, and he explains that at the bottom of the ocean, at the bottom there, when he makes the sajda, he says to Allah, "Allah, I made sajda in a place that no one has ever made sajda. I made sajda in a place that no one has made sajda." And he started to say, "Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi." And this call in the darkness of the night, zulumat, in the dark, fanada fil zulumat, in the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the bottom of the, and the in the belly of the whale, the darkness upon darknesses. This light of his dhikr is going all the way to the malaika, who are listening to this. Ya Allah, nasma'u sawtan da'ifa. Ya Allah, we're listening to a weak sound. We know this sound. Wa na'rifu hadha sawt. We know this sound. And then Allah says, "Who do you think it is?" Right? They said, "No, no. Who is this, Ya Allah?" They said, "This is Yunus." Now then Allah, the malaika are very shocked. They say, "Ya Allah, this is the same Yunus that used to call you every day and used to respond to him every day. And every single day he would do a good deed. Ya Allah, this same Yunus." And then Malaika said, "Ya Allah, we make shafaris for him. We ask on his behalf, Ya Allah, that you forgive him." And then immediately at that moment, what did he start to say? La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, there's none worthy of worship. La ilaha illa anta. There's no ma'bud, no ilah. There's no one in command, no one in control. There's no one else except you, Ya Allah. La ilaha illa anta. No one else except you, Ya Allah. No other concern of my life, nothing else my purpose, nothing else my maqsood, no other beloved I have in the dunya. La ilaha illa anta. Only you, Ya Allah, I love. Only you, Allah, I turn. Only you, Allah, that I give my attention to. Ya Allah, you're my everything. Subhanak, perfection to you. There is no fault on you, Ya Allah. Every fault is mine. This is what people need to admit for themselves. This is our problem here. We commit a guna and we blame everyone else. We commit a sin and we start to blame everyone else. There's no finger to turn to. No shaitan that made you forget the papers on the printer. There's only one guy you have to look at. Every single time, look at yourself. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is very important. Because what happens is, in this country and all other countries, I've noticed that whenever people, they make a mistake, they're looking for any other finger to point at. The three fingers are pointing back at you, man. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Allah, you are perfect. Sometimes we even blame Allah. Allah, this is your fault. Why'd you put me here? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. People are going through a difficult time. Mashallah, many brothers have told their Hajj package today, mashallah, was open for them. May Allah accept everyone's Hajj. But I tell you, subhanAllah, Hajj is such a challenge. We also get very aggressive too. Sometimes we blame Allah to Allah too. Like, why do you put me here in this situation? Brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanak. There's no fault on Allah. Subhanak. Subhan means perfection. Subhanak. Allah, you are perfect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was the wrongdoer. From this barakah of this, Allah that says, "Oh, well, get back to the top now. Spew out Yunus. Take him out from your belly." And subhanAllah, the whale comes all the way up. And it goes up to the top of the ocean, subhanAllah. Spews it off to the side of the shore. And when he goes there, his body's become very sickly. So Allah Ta'ala gives him, mashallah, this pumpkin plant that grows out from the ground for him, a Mubarak plant that he starts to eat from and nourish his body again. He becomes back full health. Now he knows he made a mistake. He should go back to his community. It doesn't matter how angry they made you. It doesn't matter how angry you are at yourself. It doesn't matter. Our job is da'wah. We were never responsible for results in the first place. Give da'wah. Give da'wah, Yunus. So Allah that tells you, "No, I sent to give da'wah." So now subhanAllah, he is armed now with this kalima, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. And all now he's thinking about is, my community, they need to be accepted, they need to accept Islam. They must get the da'wah now. He goes there. When he reaches there, what does he find? All of them already took shahada. فَلَوْلَا كَانَ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ. When Yunus reaches there, what happens is his community already took the da'wah because Allah Ta'ala gave them da'wah himself. How? Allah Ta'ala brought the adab close. And the people of Yunus alayhi salam, they realized at that moment their Nabi was speaking the truth. So they all went out to the desert area. They all started crying, them, the animals, women, children, everyone making dua. Ya Allah, please don't let the adab come down. Allah Ta'ala forgave all of them. Made them all the Muslim. How many people believed in him? 100,000 or more, subhanAllah. People accepted the Islam by the hands of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. This is why you cannot think bad about Yunus alayhi salam. Because you learned something that you could never repay this treasure back, what Allah that gave you, which is this kalima, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gets pelted with stones after Taif, as you all know very famously. The amount of damage and abuse on the body, Mubarak body, Rasulullah says, is something we can never even comprehend. Sallallahu. He goes through that, and subhanAllah, he crawls up to a wall. And when he reaches that wall, there's like a serpent that comes, because like even the enemies were there. His name was Shaybah. Shaybah was one of the enemies of Islam. He sees the Prophet Sallallahu bleeding, and he tells one of his servants, like, please go give him some grapes, like, and make it easy on him. So then even the enemy of Rasulullah had some tenderness for him. So he brought up the grapes. I think his name was Adas. And he said, where are you from? I'm sorry, the Prophet said, Bismillah. And then Adas is like, how do you know Bismillah? He said, these are the words of the prophets, right? He's like, how do you know it? He said that these are the words of the area of Nineveh. He's like, oh, you're from Nineveh, right? Adas is from Nineveh. He's like, yeah. He said, oh, that's my brother Yunus. That's where my brother Yunus is from. And Adas accepts Islam right there. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala reminds the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the Sayyidina tried to leave. The Nabi Sallallahu tried to go to Taif for a reason, right? He thought maybe Mecca's not good enough. Let me go to Taif now. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no. The Sayyidina Yunus left on Nabi of Allah. You can't leave. Go back. And subhanAllah, you see how Mecca took Shahada later on. My reminder to everyone is things are difficult. So a man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, final thing, inshallah. A man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he committed a sin. He made a mistake. He came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I need something for my tawbah. I need something for my maghfirah. Rasulullah said, Say la ilaha illallah subhanak. Because ayahs came down, right? Da say la ilaha illallah subhanak. So Ya Rasulullah, is this for Yunus only? He said, no. First the Jabanadam, when a Jainam, okay, Dharigan, Allah said, we responded to him and we saved him from his sadness. Like that, we will save all the believers. Yunus alayhi salam khasa wa lil mu'minina amma. Rasulullah said, it's for Yunus specifically, but for all the believers to use. Rasulullah said, do you want to know Ismul Azam, the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's names, that which if you ask Allah, He will give? Rasulullah said, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. By this dua, mashallah, many people have received shifa. By this dua, many people's du'as have been made maqbool. So many things have been made through the miracle of this. I recommend everyone, inshallah, when you start your dua, humble yourself before Allah. Ya Allah, I made so many crimes and mistakes. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. May Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq, inshallah. I said all of the du'as, ya Rabbi al-Alamin. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.